This is the Steve Cochran Show.
The Donald is not really a plans guy. He's not really a facts guy either.
Trump says he wants to run the nation like he's running his business. God help us. I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
Think about everything you learned as a child, no matter where you were raised. How can there be pleasure in saying you're fired? He's trying to tell us he cares about the middle class. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
I love Vice President Biden. He's beyond it. You know, didn't you feel like he was going to go, come on, let's get him. Everybody in the car now.
He's so fired up. It was awesome.
6:42, Chuck Todd. The fine host of Meet the Press and a voice of sanity amidst all the insanity. Yeah, I like that intro. I think we'll write that one down. Here's Chuck. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, and your Purple Heart is waiting for surviving 2 weeks of this after all the weeks of the campaign. On points, though, don't the Democrats get a better show score than the Republicans in Cleveland last week?
So far, but ultimately, you know, like anything, let's see where the race is beginning of next week. Then you decide which convention was more effective. But it certainly looks like that it's a more watchable. The Democrats have put on they're trying to get more people to watch what they're doing. It feels as if, I mean, part of it was because so many people didn't want to participate in Trump's convention, but he had a harder time creating four compelling nights. He got a couple of compelling nights. But I think definitely the Democrats have topped them on the speaker front, that's for sure.
Hillary's in a tough spot, right? Because she's got to follow 4, 5, 6 great speeches over the course of those nights. But she is the candidate,
Look, the good news for her is she's never been thought of as giving a great speech, right? So the bar is low. I think this is a difficult bar for her. Considering everything that happened. But I would argue that I think last night was more important to her campaign than anything she says tonight. I mean, she can't blow tonight, but I think last night was a pretty important night. And it was the most effective anti-Trump night I've seen. If you think about it, it's the most credible people in basically the center-left movement. Michael Bloomberg, Leon Panetta, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all of them, of the leaders inside the center-left movement, the most trusted in there. And they handed their credibility and served as character witnesses for Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump. If this doesn't move numbers for her and against him, then nothing they say can.
Yeah, and even the most ardent Trump supporter, I'm here to tell you, there's nothing that was said, no matter how amped up it was last night, about Trump that wasn't factual. He's not ready. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and he continues to prove it every day.
You know, the one thing I was thinking, though, listening to all that and listening to all the praise of her experience, right, is that there is a big chunk of voters in this country who think the people that have been leading it are why they're in the position that they're in today. And so what happens is the more you make the case that he doesn't know what he's doing and he's not ready for the job, the more they say, oh, yeah, but what has all this experience gotten me? You know, I know that sounds irrational some, but I think that was one thing that was running through my head last night is I was watching a whole bunch of Democrats feeling good about themselves and all that stuff. You're just sitting in your head, okay, they're doubling it. And now, I'm a believer and you run on who you are. Don't try to be something you're not. And, you know, she can't really run as somehow some outsider, some change agent, right?
Sure.
So you sort of have to double down on this. But there is a risk to it, you know, and that's the risk.
Yeah, and I think as we get closer to November, anybody that's not firmly one way or the other just has to make a decision. Okay, if I really, really dislike Hillary and I really, really dislike the position the country's in, am I going to turn it over to this guy? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm giving him the keys, and that's pretty scary.
I have to say that was one of the more clever lines that the president spoke was when he said, I watched the convention in Cleveland and there wasn't much there that was Republican or conservative. That was a signal. Right. That was him saying, hey, I'm not going to try to tarnish the rest of the Republican Party, which some Democrats aren't going to be happy with that the president did that. That basically the president says, no, I know that Trump isn't a Republican and I know that Trump isn't a conservative.
Right.
So he's essentially giving a permission slip to the Paul Ryans and all those folks and saying, hey, we know this isn't who you guys are now. And that's, so what does that mean? That means maybe it's trying to say, hey, Republicans, you can come over for this election. We know it really doesn't count. We know it doesn't mean you're suddenly supportive of Democrats. We know that you just, we're all banding together to stop Trump.
Maybe that's Hillary's key tonight. She walks out, she holds the microphone out at arm's length. She says, not Trump, drops the mic and leaves.
Well, that's one way to try to win the presidency. I don't think it's, she needs to get out there and be for something. Say, you know, she does have a few pressure points. I'll be curious to see. Does she draw a permanent line in the sand on TPP? There are a couple things that she may still have to do some business to reassure this chunk of Bernie supporters that are still skeptical of her. I mean, and this TPP stuff, it resonates in this hall. I don't know if it resonates out in the country, but it resonates in this hall.
Before you run, and thanks for all the extra time as always, and you know, listen, you don't need to hear this from me, but you've been killing it on this entire coverage in this whole year. But
I thought I'd see you in person out here.
Yeah, you know what? We sent Andrea because she had to be punished. All right, so
there you go.
So here,
and a pleasure.
So here's the thing that was most striking about yesterday in regards to Mr. Trump. Not so much that he said the thing about Russia. Hey, if you want to go see if you can find those emails and try to sell them to the media, that might be a good thing. The fact that he thought it was okay to say it. I think that's the distinction, and that's the frightening part.
I just say you don't want Putin involved in the elections, even if you secretly do. Mm-hmm. But to even leave that out there is a question. And I know this morning, I guess he did an interview late last night with Fox and Friends. This morning it's out there. He's saying, I was just being sarcastic. I don't believe Putin's a great leader. I just simply said he was a better leader than Obama. He's trying to kind of walk it back. But to me, this is like David Duke stuff, man. There's no like subtle walk back when it comes to Putin and the idea of interfering with elections. It is just, this is outrageous. It is, go read Mike Pence's statement. Go read the statement that your own campaign put out in the name of Mike Pence and just say it over and over again. All right? There is just, it doesn't matter. If Russia's trying to get involved in our elections, it doesn't matter. It is a bipartisan condemnation, period. End of story. And why he didn't, it should disturb a lot of people that he's still left that open. I don't understand it. And he should, who's the pro-Putin constituency? That's what I don't get here. where is it? Am I missing it? Am I missing it in Colorado? Is this the key carrying the state of Iowa?
That's fantastic. Yeah, NBC hasn't pulled that, the pro-Putin constituency.
No, I didn't know that was a demographic I needed to look up.
Thank you, Chuck Todd. Great stuff. Meet the Press Sunday. You back home on Sunday?
I'll be back home.
All right. We'll see you live from Washington. That's Chuck Todd with Meet the Press. The pro-Putin constituency. That's very strong.